The lesson from Scripture today is from Matthew chapter 17. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Everything centers on Christ. At the center of the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, is the birth of Christ. Our calendar, our secular calendar, focuses on Christ, born about 2,015 years ago. Mary and Joseph knew this child was unique, for the angel had appeared to each of them to tell them. And yet, in almost every way except sin, he is just like us. The disciples could see him, have dinner with him, shake hands with him, listen to him. He is our true human brother. He became man. The whole world and all of human history center on Jesus, who he is and what he does. He is the one promised and sent to be the Savior. Here he stands with Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets. He fulfills the law of Moses for us, rescues us from the curse of sin because we sinned against God's law. Elijah and the other prophets point to his work as Savior, telling us that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, would grow up in Nazareth, would heal the lame and the blind. All those prophecies Jesus fulfilled. And the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. But they also prophesied that he was the Redeemer who would rise again and stand on the earth at the last day. All this he does for us, sinful, lost, condemned creatures. We were condemned to die here and forever, but Jesus pays our debt and gives us instead eternal life. He's the center of our life and faith and our salvation. Here on the mountain of transfiguration, Jesus is transformed, and the disciples have to focus on Jesus only. The disciples see Jesus speaking with Moses and Elijah about his coming suffering and death. But they also see Jesus shining with the glory of God. And they have to look away. They can't endure the glory of God. They bow down. And when they look again, they see Jesus only. They have to look away because they cannot endure his glory as the true Son of God. It's a glimpse into the glory of heaven that someday we shall see and know. One day we shall be able to see Jesus face to face, to look at him in his glory, because we too shall be glorified, renewed, restored, and live again in perfect communion with God, without sin, without weakness, without frailty. And even then we will bow down and worship him. Now we look to him as our human brother, our dear and tender Savior. Despised and ridiculed by the world, Jesus is to us our deliverer. He heals us from our sin. He gives us new life. Crucified for us, he is life, hope, glory, salvation. He is the Son of God, as the voice of God the Father says, who pleases God for us. He's the good shepherd who carries us tenderly in his arms. He's the resurrection and the life who raises us from the dead. He is the way, the truth, and the life so that heaven is open for us. He is the bright and shining light of the world. All of that he will share for us in the wonders of heaven. Peter says, "It is good to be here. It will be even better to be there." Amen.
Thank you. The communion of the Holy Spirit.